who served the alcohol?
Tim actually brought his own alcohol.
An overnight guest.
Tim was invited to sleep over on the couch. And that's where he had passed out.
You were drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk.
Then she caught a whiff.
I started to smell a very foul odor.
Of a massive mess.
I want to know what happened on the sofa.
Her dog must have got up on the sofa.
Mr. Selvidge seems to blame the dog.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Anna Johnson is suing her former friend, Timothy Selvidge, for causing damage to her home during a drunken stupor.
Order. All rise. It's case number 387 on the calendar, the matter of Johnson versus Selvidge.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Johnson, it is your claim that the defendant, while a guest in your home, got drunk and damaged your couch and something in your bathroom.
Yes, sir.
You want him to pay for the damage. Mr. Selvidge seems to blame the dog. The dog ate his homework. The dog tripped him. He'll tell me the story if he remembers. Now, what were you doing at the Johnson house, Mr. Selvidge?
Me and her husband and brother was getting ready to go hunting next day.
When you went over the night before, you were planning on sleeping over, is that right?
Yeah, because it was going to be early in the morning and stuff like that, so we're going to hang out there and
Leave early.
Yeah, leave early in the morning.
That was the plan, correct?
That is correct.
Now, when you went over to the house, who was there?
Her brother and this lady right here. So, I don't even know her name.
Okay.
I'm not saying. Queen Latifah, I'm not. Go ahead.
Are you finished?
Yeah, sorry.
Great. So, the plaintiff, her husband, her brother, and this young lady were there, and you were there?
Yes.
And you were planning on spending the night because the men were going hunting the next day?
Yes.
Now, when you went over, what did you bring with you?
Just my hunting stuff, gun, getting ready for hunting.
Did you bring over any alcohol?
No.
Now, you drank when you were there. Where did you get the alcohol from?
They had beer and pizza and chips, stuff like that, you know, regular home as food, I guess.
So the alcohol that was served by the Johnsons?
Yes.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor, that is not correct.
Well, who served the alcohol?
Tim actually brought his own alcohol.
What did he bring?
That night, he brought a case of Budweiser.
Did you bring a case of beer?
We went to go get beer, you know.
What does that mean, Mr. Selvidge?
They wanted to go and, you know, wanted to consume some alcohol, so we went and got some beer.
Who's we?
Me and her husband and brother.
Who paid for it?
We both paid for it, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
Yeah, we paid for our own beer. I mean,
Mr. Selvidge, listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
I asked you whether you brought over any alcohol.
Right.
You said no. I said, where did you get the alcohol from? You said they had it.
Right.
I want you to understand something.
Yes, ma'am.
If you think you're going to get two steps ahead of my questions and somebody thinks you're adorable, it's not me.
Okay. Yeah.
I would suggest you get it straight. And if you don't remember, say I don't remember. Now, in whose car did you go for a beer run?
We went in my car.
Did you all get out to get the beer?
Went to a drive-thru.
And where did the money come from to pay for it?
They gave me some. I paid mine some.
So you shared the cost?
Yes.
Now, if I were to call your husband, would he remember that he went out for a beer run with the defendant?
I'm sure he would, yes.
Great. So he didn't bring a case of beer. They went out for a beer run once they were in your house?
That is correct.
And they brought it back to your house, and then they all consumed alcohol in your house?
That is correct. May I add something about the alcohol that they purchased? Tim drinks Budweiser, and my brother and my husband drink Bud Light. So the beer was separate brands meant for separate people.
What do you mean separate brands? You mean they brought home from their beer run two different brands?
That is correct.
So I assume your husband paid for his?
That is correct.
Could have
been broke.
Your
brother paid for his?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but you don't know that since you weren't there.
Right.
Whatever it was.
I'm assuming.
Have you had anything to drink this morning?
No, ma'am.
Are you on any kind of medication prescribed or otherwise?
Ma'am.
Then shut up until I ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
So I would be correct, Ms. Johnson, that you provided the location for both your husband, your brother-in-law, and the defendant to drink?
Yes, ma'am. A social gathering.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to tell me on what date did this incident happen?
This happened the night before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so what is that, November 24th?
That sounds correct, yes.
And they were going hunting on Thanksgiving?
Yes, Thanksgiving morning.
Okay, now I'll hear you.
Okay, that evening we did just have a small social gathering. My children are home, so it wasn't meant to be a full-blown party or anything like that. I was actually just speaking with my girlfriend, Christy, up in the kitchen area. We were on the computer. Neither one of us were drinking. Like I said, I have small children that were there. And the guys were downstairs in the family room watching TV, I believe football. And then they were playing the Wii at some point throughout the night. And after Christina had left, everyone was getting settled down to go to bed. The kids were asleep. My husband and brother went upstairs to their rooms. And Tim, his plans were to sleep and was invited to sleep over on the couch. And that's where he had passed out, actually. And I was still in the kitchen on the computer. And I started to smell a very foul odor in the room. And it wasn't lingering, it was getting stronger. So I wasn't quite sure what it was. But at that time, out of a snoring, drunken slumber, he had jumped up off the couch and went running towards the bathroom, but missed the bathroom door and went out the garage door in his boxers. And we're in Ohio, so it was about 20 or 30 degrees. And then just a few seconds later, he had come running back in from the garage, and then he did go into the bathroom at that time. And then I heard a loud commotion in the restroom where he was. Sounded to me as if things were falling off the walls. To the best of my knowledge, it sounded like a toilet paper roll had been ripped away.
You don't
from...
know what that is through a door.
Right. No, I just heard the noise. Okay, so I heard a big commotion in the restroom, and at that time, I just said, I'm going to go to bed. I went to bed. And the next morning is when I found the mess in the restroom, which ended up being the toilet paper roll ripped off the wall, and the couch had pizza smeared in it. Something was spilled on it, and the odor was unbearable.
From what?
I don't think you probably want me to explain the odor.
I assume that that's what the odor was. That wasn't pizza and beer.
No.
No. All right.
I don't know what she's talking about. That's not what happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So the dog made on the sofa and then went and tripped you in the bathroom.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, we please.
Because it was dark.
2 seconds?
Isn't that what he said?
No. Too much for you.
And later today.
She said she drove the car in the middle of the night, that she lost control of the car, crashed against a wall.
Miss Montenegro, she drove the car.
Okay, let's say we were partying. We got there. She fell asleep.
Don't play with me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anna Johnson says former friend Timothy Selvidge soiled her couch and damaged her bathroom during a night of heavy drinking. Timothy claims Anna's dog is to blame.
Now, I don't care what happened in the bathroom so far. Right now, I want to know what happened on the couch.
Your Honor, I couldn't tell you.
You were drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
You had an accident
on the couch?
No, you'd think that they would...
No, I'm asking you if you had an accident on the couch. That's
no,
what
Your
you're
Honor,
saying.
I didn't have an accident on the couch.
Is that what happened?
That is what happened.
Of course, that's what happened, Mr. Selvidge.
No, it's... Excuse me, go ahead.
You've known these people a long time. Have you been to their house before? I used to go to school with her.
Have
you been to their house before?
Once or twice.
And you were invited to come, you were invited to stay over, you were a hunting buddy of her husband's. Why in the world do you think she would make up a story about her sofa?
Sofa? I don't know.
Sofa.
Sofa, yeah. Like I said, I got up to use the restroom in the middle of the night, and you think, just like Motel 6 will leave a light on for you or something like that. Well, I couldn't see, okay? Not saying I'm drunk or whatever. I couldn't see. I don't know where the lights are or anything. Well, her dog's laying in the bathroom. I didn't know this. So I get up on... to use the bathroom. I don't know what she's talking about going out the garage door, but...
I'm talking about... I don't care.
I go in the bathroom and the dog trips me.
Listen to me, sir.
Okay.
I said I'm not interested in the bathroom. I want to know what happened on the sofa.
The dog got out of the bathroom and did something on the sofa.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
All right. How much was the sofa?
Your Honor, I have...
You just let me explain, Your Honor. That's the only thing
I'm saying. Damage to the sofa and the amount of... to replace the sofa, $575.10.
Can I see it, please?
Yes, ma'am. And then I have the repairs to the restroom also, which I have pictures for everything if you'd like that.
I would.
Okay.
Can you listen to me for a second?
Yeah. You tripped on the dog in the bathroom, and the dog had an accident on the sofa.
I should be suing her because
No, just a second. Is that what you're telling me? The dog had an accident on the sofa.
The dog got... I don't even know where the dog was at when I come out of the bathroom because I couldn't... I was hurt because I fell into the...
Mr. Selvidge, I said to you, how did the sofa... get damaged.
The dog got up on the sofa when I got up.
The dog damaged the sofa when you got up. So the dog made on the sofa and then went and tripped you in the bathroom.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, we please.
Because it was dog.
2 seconds.
Isn't that what he said?
That's
no.
Pretty much what he
the dog tripped me when I went into the bathroom. Well, the feces or whatever this dog is smelling like gets up on the couch. I had to go outside and use the restroom because that smell that she was probably... smelling was in the bathroom. You'd think if all this stuff happened in the bathroom, she'd have checked on me. Wouldn't you think? She heard all this noise, saying something that she made heard a toilet paper thing. How can you hear something like that?
Have you been hunting with her husband since?
No. I won't even go to their house.
Good.
Because of the dog.
And the dog's sticking. Thank you very much.
Why does that excuse me, step up?
Oh, my gosh. We were on our way to... hunting or whatever, and she's blowing on my phone.
I have no clue. My dog actually is 14 years old. And
saying, what's this on the couch? Just smells like whatever.
About to be put down when I get back to Ohio.
I said, your dog must have crapped on the couch or whatever. I don't know.
So she couldn't get up on the couch if she wanted. She can barely walk.
I'm blaming the dog. I don't know what happened, but I know I didn't do nothing on the couch.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Garcia versus Montenegro. Step forward, please.
Wendy Garcia is suing fellow soccer player Yesenia Montenegro for taking her car without permission and wrecking it.
Ms. Garcia, it is your claim that the defendant drove your car without your permission and damaged it.
Correct.
Ms. Montenegro says she did not drive your car. When do you allege this happened?
On October 20th, 2010.
And how long do you know Ms. Montenegro?
Just a couple of months. We play soccer together.
Tell me where this happened.
At her house. I got invited over to her house to just have a couple of drinks, just hang out. After a couple of beers, I went ahead and didn't feel right to go home that night. So I asked her permission if I can please spend the night. She gave me her permission. She conduced me to her room and fell asleep. Next day in the morning, as I was getting ready to go to work, I was looking for my keys on my pockets, couldn't find them. Looked for them in my purse, couldn't find them. Went over to the kitchen, they were sitting right there on the counter. I just grabbed them, went over to the car. All the left-hand side of the car was all scratched up. The bumper was damaged, and the right tire was twisted on. So I went inside the house and demanded for some answers, see what happened to the car. And then she admitted to driving it.
Don't tell me what she admitted.
Okay.
Tell me what she said.
She said she drove the car in the middle of the night, that she got into a hit-and-run accident, and that she lost control of the car, crashed against a wall, and she drove it back to the house. She said it was only a couple of blocks away from the house when this incident occurred.
Okay. Ms. Montenegro, did you drive the car?
No, I did not drive the car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What would prompt you to ask her about the car?
Because my girlfriend had told me that she had crashed her car.
So what did you do?
I confronted her at the gate.
What do you mean confront?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Wendy Garcia says, during a night of partying, fellow soccer player Yesenia Montenegro took her car without permission and wrecked it. Yesenia is denying the charge.
Now, did you tell her you drove the car?
No, I did not tell her I drove the car.
Do you know who drove her car?
No, I do not know who drove the car. I was asleep. Everybody was asleep.
Now, how many people were at your house?
Right here. Well, approximately it was one more girl, but she's at work right now.
One, two, three, four, five.
No, she wasn't in my house.
Hmm?
She was never in my house.
I wasn't there.
She was
you
never
weren't there.
There. No.
How do you know them?
I had confronted her at a soccer game. And she had admitted to me that she had drove the car and crashed it, and she will be responsible for all the damages.
Really?
So.
Tell me your last name.
Tipoy.
On what date did you have this conversation with Ms. Montenegro?
It was a Tuesday when she got into the accident, and it was that Sunday.
And what would prompt you to ask her about the car?
Because my girlfriend had told me.
Your girlfriend told you what?
That she had crashed her car.
So what did you do?
I confronted her at the gate.
What do you mean confronted her?
I went up to her.
Yes.
And I asked her, why did she crash my girlfriend's car?
Yes.
And she said, don't worry about it. I got it all covered. I'll fix everything. I'm responsible for it. And I left it alone. I said, okay.
You said to her, why did you crash my girlfriend's car?
Why did you crash my girlfriend's car?
Didn't she tell you why she was driving your car?
I believe what she told me, what Yesenia told me, is that one of our mutual friends wanted to be driven home that same night. So she went ahead and grabbed my keys and took our mutual friend over to her house. On the way back, after dropping her off, on the way back, that's when she got involved into
this. What's the name of the mutual friend?
Lucely. She was going to come here to court.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would have been a perfect person to come to court.
She didn't come because she said she felt threatened. She felt
that
threatened because they told her that her girlfriend has said that no matter what happened here today, that this wasn't going to stay like this. So she felt threatened and she got scared, so that's why she didn't come. She already agreed with me to come and to come stay. You know what? She didn't take me home. She got picked up. I have a bill to the phone call that she made.
Now, just a second. That would be the person that you would have to bring here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
The person that she drove home in your car. Not this lady. I don't believe her.
Okay.
Sit.
May I say something?
You sure?
Okay. I spoke to Lucely.
Don't tell me what Lucely said. I'm not interested in what Lucely said.
Okay.
I said to you that if you had a witness that was in the car when Miss Montenegro was driving the car, that's the witness you need.
She wasn't going to be my witness. She was going to be her witness.
Oh, so she was going to be her witness.
Yes.
And if she was going to be her witness and she was going to testify that she didn't drive her home in your car.
No.
If she was her witness.
I have text messages with her admitting that she did drive my car.
I'd like to see them.
I don't have no cell phone.
Her girlfriend's cell phone.
My girlfriend doesn't live with me at the moment. We hardly ever see each other. She lives at her mom's house. I live in my house.
I don't live
with my parents. I don't have a cell phone.
What?
These are a copy of the text messages.
I don't want copies of the text messages. You have the cell phone. I take a look at them. You have your cell phone. I take a look at them. I don't read
That's
what you
fine.
Wrote.
That's fine. If I could get my cell phone, if I may, it's upstairs with one of my friends. If she could just hand her the cell phone, I'll be more than pleased to show it to you.
And what does it say? Is it from her or is it from somebody else's phone?
It's from her.
I just want you to tell me so I don't waste my time.
It's from
what
her.
What does it say?
This is what you say. Hey, you know what? Like, for reals, you need to stop talking to me like if the world revolves around your car. I told you I can't fix that car right now. I told you I'll have it fixed whenever I can.
Did you send her that text message?
No, I did not. I don't have a cell phone.
That's not what I asked you.
No, I did not. I did not send her those messages. When we first, let's say we were partying, we got there, she fell asleep.
Don't play with me.
Okay, well, no, I did not send her a message.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You need Lucely. And if you can get Lucely, that's fine.
Can we call her?
No.
Okay.
You didn't see her have an accident with your car? I don't believe her at all.
Okay.
She denies it.
The only people present at that party was her, her girlfriend, her roommate, Alejandra, who's present.
Listen to me carefully.
Who was I supposed to bring as a witness? They're all her friends.
No, just a second.
Okay.
The person who she drove home. That puts her in your car.
She was supposed to be here.
That puts her in your car. That's who you need.
I thought she was going to be present.
Well, she's not here, and I can't help you without a witness.
The text message is not evidence enough.
Is it from her phone?
Yes, it's from her girlfriend's
not my phone.
She hasn't
it's not
had
my
a phone.
It's not under my name. It's not my phone. Lucely was going to come
you
on my behalf.
You need a witness to place her in the car.
Everybody knows she did it.
Okay, Ms. Garcia, I can't help you. You want to bring the witness? Fine. You can bring the witness. Come tomorrow. Bring the witness. I'm here. Otherwise, go back to small claims court. Do we understand each other?
Can I bring a witness next time?
Yeah, if you can bring the witness next time, I'd be more than happy to see you.
Okay, this witness she's talking about, she
Listen
was coming
to
on my behalf.
Listen to me.
She was coming, my witness.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Her. Listen to me carefully. I don't care on whose behalf she was coming. I question her. I guarantee you. I will find out what happened with the car. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you.
Excuse me, step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She got drunk. She fell asleep. We all passed out.
Next day, when I woke up, the car was
crash.
I woke up in the morning, her car was like that, and so I guess she decided to blame somebody.
She admitted to driving off with my car.
Honestly, I have no clue.
Definitely over it.
He came here to falsely accuse me.
Our friendship with everybody who came here today.
And this is what she gets.